This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A lot of Democrats were swept into Congress back in 2008 on the wave of support for Barack Obama. Now, many of those same Democrats are battling to hold on to their seats. Dina Titus is one of them. We begin this hour with a close-up on a congressional race that will help decide if the Republicans win back the House, the race in Nevada's 3rd District. Representative Titus faces a strong challenge from Republican Joe Heck, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
One recent morning, Congresswoman Dina Titus took a tour of a high-tech company in her district.
Let's just walk around the corner, and I'll show you what you can do with this equipment.
The company is called Varian, and it manufactures both medical and security equipment, the kind that makes you go, wow, you can do that? And Dina Titus wasn't immune.
It's amazing. This is going on right here in Las Vegas, isn't it?
Titus was speaking to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who accompanied her on the tour. Theoretically, this was not a campaign event. It was supposed to be about economic policy. But when the House Majority Leader flies across the country just to walk around a factory with you, that's all about politics. Just ask him.
This race is critically important, or the Majority Leader of the House of Representatives wouldn't be here talking to you.
When Titus talks, her accent betrays her Georgia roots. But she says she has roots in this district, too. She was a political science professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas for 30 years and a member of the state Senate for 20.
I've been here a long time. They know me. I'm not new to them. And the priorities I've had in Congress are similar to the ones I had in the legislature.
But the 3rd congressional district is almost evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. And now Titus must sell her constituents on a record that's pretty consistently Democratic. She voted for the stimulus bill, which she said will bring jobs to Nevada. And unlike many Democrats this year, she's touting her vote for the health care overhaul.
Not only does it reform insurance for those who have it, but it covers a large number of those who don't. And we got just as many messages saying support this bill as we did from people who said, I don't like the bill, it's a government takeover.
That last point of view is one that prevailed at this lunch meeting of the Nevada Republican Men's Club.
Dina Titus should be removed,
said Bill Pajunas.
She's been here long enough to lose that ridiculous accent. I mean, her voice just aggravates me. Her policies aggravate me even worse. We need people who understand that there is a constitution in this country and that we need to follow that.
Which is what everyone at this meeting expects from Republican challenger Joe Heck.
Thanks, ladies, for being here. It's important.
Oh, right.
We got to stay focused, right?
Yes.
Got to stay focused till November.
Heck has a solid resume to campaign on. He's a doctor of osteopathy and an emergency room physician with his own consulting company. He served in Iraq as a member of the Army Reserves. He also served 4 years in the Nevada legislature.
When I served in the state Senate, I was always termed a moderate. I was the moderate Republican. Now all of a sudden I'm running for Congress and I'm an extremist.
Or at least Dina Titus has been portraying him that way by tying him to Republican Senate candidate Sharon Angle.
Joe Heck and Sharon Angle. Neither would make jobs a priority.
Angle is famous for a long list of controversial statements, and this ad says that, like Angle, Heck wants to privatize Social Security.
Heck and Angle, two peas in a pod with the same bad ideas.
Since Heck only advocates voluntary private investments of Social Security contributions, some analysts have called the Heck-Engel comparison an exaggeration.
But in campaign season, you know, the hyperbole tends to dominate a little bit more than the fact-checking.
That's David Damore, who teaches political science at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Titus is on shaky ground, he says, because she didn't win her district by anything close to the 12% margin that Barack Obama had.
So even though he probably helped her out in that race, there was still a lot of voters uncertain of her.
And with Nevada leading the nation in unemployment and foreclosures, voters there are feeling more uncertain about everything these days. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.